Leanne will tell us all about growing up in the area and the earliest memories of going to the carnival.
As a child or a young person, just somewhere to go for a bit of fun, or did you always have a deeper meaning of what the relevance was?
No, carnival was just part of the life every year. So carnival would happen, there'd be a parade. We used to have our own carnival in Hume as well, which would be linked. We'd have a Hume one, then there'd be the obviously one in Mossfire, Alexandra Park. So they were just part of a yearly activity where you'd go because you were part of the community. So I used to run the adventure playgrounds, and it was just normal. We'd get ready and everybody just goes away to listen to music, come together, have fun. It was just a normal part of your childhood.
And did you ever take part in the parade?
Yes, so you could, in them days, you'd have organised ones where people in, or you just follow behind and you'd get involved. So a bit similar to what they do now, as in you'd have the organised groups, but you could also just go along and tag along beside and just take part. So you'd always be dressed, everybody, you know, nobody had anything literally then. You'd have, if you were dressed up, it'd be a bit of tissue paper and things, nothing too elaborate and that, but you just actually joined in, you just took part in it, you just followed it, and when you got there you just took part, which is very similar to what they do now.
And it's funny you should say that nobody had any money. People used to spend months beforehand making very elaborate for the parade, very, very elaborate clothes. And like you say, they didn't cost very much because people would make them out of, you know, the little, they'd go
plastic to bags and things, ribbon, old material, it was clothing or bedding even, that, you know, had become threadbare that you'd cut it up then. Everything was reused. Recycling happened in the 70s. It wasn't a new thing when people think it's just happened now. We recycled and reused everything. Nothing got thrown away.
And you've got to remember a lot of Caribbean ladies were seamstresses. So I know, I don't know if you remember a shop, excuse me, on High Street opposite the back of the Arndale now called Batches. And I know, do you remember that?
Yeah.
I remember this lady, she'd go every year, get material from Batches, and she'd make the most beautiful, her own little machine in it, in the front room, you know, the old front parlour.
Yeah.
And she'd make the most beautiful costumes, and people would come to her, there'd be queues, you know, everyone, different people coming to her. I mean, a lot of people, they think the carnival ends and starts at Alec Park, but it doesn't. It starts in little terrace houses with the people making
on the normal streets coming together and just walking out or walking to it. It ended up at the park like it does now, but actually it started off in people's own homes, friend homes, because like you said, it was the Caribbean community coming together at different houses, and then the last destination is when you were there, and then obviously the Caribbean islands were all celebrated because people were from different islands. And then, but the story itself, from when I'm watching it, so I was born in 70, and I probably remember it more from being about 7. And then just going, and I remember we used a lot of paint, water-based paint on like white T-shirts, because you just couldn't afford, and buttons were used a lot. Buttons were on everything, sewn on, because you'd cut buttons off all your old clothes. And I've still got my mum's button box, which is over 60 years old.
Wow, button box, that's a blast. Not heard that term for absolutely ages.